Hey, howdy. Happy day. Trump Gold Phone. It's on the market now and has been for a while. They have a kind of a cool website. I think it's trumpmobility.com, something like that. You could look it up. In any event, the left-wing press is all over this. They have over 600,000 people, apparently, that have signed up for the phone. I'm one of them. And we've been waiting for the phone. They were supposed to be delivered last August, and there's all kinds of delays. And those delays are mentioned on the website. The website looks great. The two of the Trump kids are there saying, hey, we're going to get this done. But the left-wing press is, I don't know, they're quoting all kinds of things that are on the website that are boilerplate, standard things. Like, hey, there's a delay and you might lose your money and this and that and something else. And astonishing caveats, says this one big article, which is on Yahoo. It just doesn't make sense. They're after these people all the time. By some estimates, jumping here, keep it up. By some estimates, there's almost 120 billion humans that have lived on Earth. 120 billion. Oh, I hope there's room in heaven for all of us good guys. I mean, many crooks, thieves, and liberals, they won't make it to heaven. So there will be room for you and me. Hey, just wanted to share that with you so you can pack and get ready. Now, California is a nanny state. It truly is, from cradle to grave. I mean, they're working on that every day. I guess they're looking for votes from the people who maybe don't get it. And now they're giving away free diapers. Free diapers. And the governor says, you know what? Every baby born in California deserves a healthy start in life. The best healthy start you can do is get out of the way of the parents. Are you kidding me? They got free school meals, free preschool, and free after school programs. None of this is free. It costs billions of dollars, and taxpayers have to pay for it. But these commies, they keep on doing that. This is free and that is free. And other countries like Britain and Canada, they do that as well all the time, and it's bad. Now, you got President Donald Trump. He's a McDonald's guy. I am too. I like McDonald's, particularly their breakfast, don't you know? In any event, he's saying everybody should eat greasy fries and hamburgers because it's better for you. He says, I feel better now than I did 50 years ago. And all you other guys, you're going to die anyway. You're going to kick the bucket, he says. So, and all you other people that eat rabbit food stuff, I mean, health-obsessed foods or people rather kick the bucket anyway, as said. And he goes on and on about that. And most folks, they talk about losing, you know, if I could lose 20 pounds, wouldn't I be happy? Trump said, if I could take off my bulletproof vest, I would lose 20 pounds. Oh boy, I can relate to all that because I eat chocolate bars and milkshakes and ice cream and junk all day long, and it kind of works for me. And I'm old and fat and ugly. Oh, just saying. Now, you got in Canada, you got the federal finance minister. He spent $12,000 to contract out a speech writing for his own budget speech. Okay, are you with me? And his department has $2 million a year budget for people who write speeches. The communications department, $2 million. And he goes out and he has to spend $12,000 to get a speech about what he's going to say. Why don't you talk from the heart? Oh, or here, but I guess you can't do that. You have to hire someone else to do it. Has this guy not heard of AI? And click, click, and you got the speech, or better yet, just say it yourself. You know, teleprompters and all this nonsense. Come on already. Some people use them. Oh, some people have little pieces of paper in front of them, don't you know? But I gotta say, you know, things in Canada makes me crazy. The Alberta government recently announced we're going to have this forensic DNA laboratory. We're gonna build it. It's gonna cost $8 to $8.5 million to build, because we rely now on federal laboratories, and the cost is $2,482 per case every time we get a DNA sample ran. Really? I mean, I know places in Edmonton and Calgary that will do DNA blah, blah, samples for like $500. I mean, blah, 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 blah. What's going on? Hey, it's not their money. Eventually you go broke when you spend other people's money. Is that how it works? Winston Churchill said that. And or no, it was Maggie Thatcher. Oh, stand corrected. Now, still talking about Canada, you got the Prime Minister there, prime mistake, Mark Carney. He has now given $180 million. He gives money all the time to other countries. This isn't his money. It's the taxpayers' money, but he's always giving it away. Recently, he just, the other day, gave away $180 million to a World Bank Climate Initiative, okay? You have to accelerate the global transition away from fossil fuels to clean energy. This is the same guy who's saying to Alberta, I'll help you with the pipeline. I'll bark like a fox if that ever happens. Now, he's also saying this $180 million is partly for gender equality. Gender equality in developing islands, countries. They always get that in there, right? That's what they do. They're giving away people's money for silly things. And some people actually vote for these people. That is the mystery. I mean, liberals, a penny for your thoughts, I mean, that's pricey, because that's just pricey, don't you know? Hey, that's all I got. Y'all come back. Right is right, left is wrong. Have a nice day. Enjoy the rest of your life. See ya.